Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive.
Always exciting to jump into a new topic.
You know those filters that everyone's using on their phones these days?
Oh yeah, the ones that make you look like a puppy or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or like Pokemon Go, where those little creatures pop up.
Right. Those are both using augmented reality.
They are.
Yeah.
And it's not just for fun anymore. Small businesses are getting in on the action.
I think a lot of people still think AR is like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, it sounds futuristic, but it's actually pretty accessible now, even for smaller companies.
It's a way to create experiences you just can't get anywhere else.
Which is huge in today's world, right?
Totally. Small businesses need to stand out, especially online.
We actually found this article all about it. It's called,
Let me guess something about small business and AR.
you got it. It's called Get Local with AR for Immersive Customer Experiences from freebusinesslisting.com.
Catchy title.
It really breaks down how small businesses can use AR to their advantage, like getting noticed in their local area, getting people in the door, creating those memorable experiences.
The kind of thing that makes people come back for more.
And tell their friends.
Exactly. Word of mouth is still so powerful.
Huge. And the article actually emphasized something I found really interesting,
What's that?
how AR can actually help with local SEO.
So it's not just about being on the map.
It's about being the most engaging spot on that map.
Yeah, that makes you think.
The more people interact with your business online, the more Google pays attention.
Oh, that makes sense. If people are actually engaging with your AR experience, it's a good sign.
Right. It shows Google that your business is worth showing to more people.
So it's not just about showing up in search results.
It's about what happens after someone finds you online, what makes them stick around.
Okay, so we know engagement matters. What are some real-world examples of this?
Well, the article mentioned IKEA. They use AR to let people place furniture in their
I've
homes.
seen that. You can see if that sofa will fit through the door.
Exactly. Or if that new lamp will look right in your living room.
Without having to actually haul it home.
Exactly. They're solving a real problem for customers,
Making the buying process less stressful.
which can lead to more sales online and in their physical stores.
So, practical use check. What about something more on the fun side?
Well, the article also talked about how Starbucks is using AR in some of their locations.
Yeah, I read about that. They're creating like these mini adventures.
While you're waiting for your coffee.
That's so clever. It's like turning something ordinary into an experience.
And it builds brand loyalty.
Yeah.
It's not just about the coffee anymore.
Okay, big brands, I get it. But what about the smaller businesses?
Oh, they're using AR too. The article highlighted how some local clothing boutiques are using it.
For what?
Virtual try-ons. It's huge for online shopping.
So instead of just seeing a picture of a dress,
You can see how it would actually look on you right from your phone.
that's pretty cool,
Yeah.
especially for smaller stores that maybe can't afford fancy online storefronts.
Right. It levels the playing field a bit.
Okay, these examples are awesome, but how does a small business owner actually get started with AR?
Well, that's where the article gets really helpful. It lays out a clear roadmap.
With simple steps.
Even if you're not a tech whiz, you don't need a massive budget or a team of developers.
No, that's good to hear. So, what's the first step?
First, you need to choose the right AR tool. And there are options for everyone.
Like what?
Google has R Core for Android. Apple has R Kit for iPhones. And then there's something called WebAR.
WebAR, what's that?
Basically, you can experience AR right through your phone's web browser. No need to download an app.
Oh, so it's super accessible.
Exactly. And once you've chosen your tool,
What then?
you need to find your goals. What do you want to achieve with AR?
Like, what are some examples?
Are you trying to get people into your store, showcase your products in a new way, or maybe just make the shopping experience more fun and memorable?
So it's all about having a plan.
Right. It's about solving a problem for your customer or enhancing their experience.
And once you have that figured out.
Then comes the fun part, actually creating the AR experience.
Wait, hold on. Do I need to learn how to code for that?
No, you don't have to be a coding genius. There are tons of user-friendly tools and templates out there.
Rally.
Yeah, it's kind of like building with virtual Legos. You can showcase products in a real-world setting, create virtual tours of your store, even design interactive games.
Games. Now that's interesting, but how do you make sure the game actually adds value?
It can't just be a random game. It needs to tie into your brand and enhance the customer's understanding of your products or services.
Makes sense. Okay, so you've created this amazing AR experience. What's next?
You need to promote it. Let people know you're offering something unique.
Where do you start?
Your Google Business profile is a great place to start. Use relevant keywords, post updates about your AR experience, and don't forget about social media.
So it's all about getting the word out.
Exactly. And this is where local SEO comes back into play. By using keywords related to your AR experience on your Google Business profile, you're signaling to Google that you're doing something cool.
And Google loves cool stuff.
Right. So think about keywords like virtual try-on near me or interactive store experience.
And don't forget those visuals, screenshots, and videos of your AR experience in action.
Definitely. Show people what they're missing.
Okay, last question. Okay. Once your AR experience is up and running and you're promoting it like crazy, what then?
You need to track your results. Okay. AR isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
So it's about constantly learning and improving.
Exactly. Use analytics tools to see what's working, what's not, and adjust your approach accordingly.
So it's kind of a cycle of creation, promotion, and analysis.
You got it. You're always refining and making your AR experience better.
This is all starting to make sense now. We've covered why AR matters for small businesses and the steps to get started. But how does it all tie into local SEO?
That's where things get really interesting because we're talking about hyper-local targeting, getting people who are right around the corner to walk through your door.
Okay, now you've got my attention. Tell me more about this hyper-local targeting.
Imagine you're walking down the street and suddenly your phone buzzes with a notification about a special offer from your favorite pizza place just around the corner.
Oh, I see. Like AR is giving you a little nudge.
Exactly. It's about creating those serendipitous moments that can turn passersby into customers.
And it's all possible because of location data and AR technology.
Exactly. It's like a whole new level of targeted marketing.
Wow. My mind is officially blown. We've only scratched the surface of this AR thing. But what about the bigger picture, the future of AR, and how it could impact our communities? What's coming next?
That's a great question. And it's definitely worth exploring. AR is still in its early stages, but it's evolving rapidly. The possibilities for connection, creativity, and innovation are endless.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick pause here to recharge our brain cells, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll be diving even deeper into the future of AR and its potential impact on local businesses and communities. Stay tuned.
Welcome back. So we've talked about how small businesses can use AR, but I think it's also important to talk about
how it's changing the way we experience our own communities.
Yeah, AR isn't just about shopping or marketing. It can actually change how we connect with the places we live.
And the people around us.
Right. Like, think about AR tours. The article mentioned those. Imagine exploring your city's historical landmarks, but through AR.
That brings the past to life. I love that idea.
You could be standing in front of some ordinary-looking building, but through your phone, you could see it as it was 100 years ago.
Wow, like stepping back in time.
Exactly. It would totally change how we see our surroundings.
And it's not just about history either. What about art walks or public art installations?
Oh, yeah. You could use AR to interact with sculptures, murals, even musical performances.
It would make art so much more accessible and engaging.
Especially for people who maybe don't usually go to museums or galleries.
Right. AR can make those experiences open to everyone.
And it's not just about passive viewing. Either AR can be interactive.
Yeah. Imagine a local festival where you can use AR to connect with other people who share your interests.
It could help break down those social barriers that sometimes exist in public spaces.
You're like a virtual icebreaker.
Exactly. It helps create that sense of shared experience and connection.
But let's not forget about the economic impact AR could have.
Especially for local businesses.
The article talked about businesses collaborating on a shared AR experience.
Like a virtual treasure hunt that encourages people to explore different shops and restaurants.
That's a cool idea. It would be great for those hidden gems that are tucked away on side streets.
AR could literally put them on the map.
So it's a win-win. Businesses get more exposure. And customers discover new places.
And then there's the impact on tourism. Think about visiting a new city and using AR to find out about everything.
All the attractions, the restaurants, the historical sites.
It would make exploring so much more engaging and immersive.
It's like having a personalized tour guide right in your pocket.
Exactly. And you wouldn't just see the same old tourist traps. You could customize it based on your interests.
So you're getting a unique experience tailored just for you.
Exactly. It makes traveling so much more rewarding for everyone.
For the tourist and for the local businesses.
It's amazing how AR can transform not just individual experiences, but entire communities.
It really is a game changer.
As AR keeps evolving, it's going to be so interesting to see how it shapes our life.
The way we live, the way we work, the way we play in our communities.
That's a really exciting time.
It really is. This whole conversation has been so eye-opening. I feel like we've just scratched the surface.
Me too. It's like we're seeing the world with new eyes.
So what's the big takeaway for our listeners? What should they walk away thinking about?
I think the main thing is to embrace the possibilities. AR isn't just a futuristic fantasy. It's here now.
And it's accessible even for smaller businesses.
It's a powerful tool that can completely change how you connect with your customers and your community.
It's like that saying, the future is here, it's just not evenly distributed yet.
But with AR, that distribution is happening fast.
Exactly. And it's not just about businesses. AR can enhance every part of our lives.
Education, entertainment, social interaction, you name it.
So if you're a business owner, start thinking about how you can use AR.
And if you're just curious, keep your eyes open for AR experiences in your own community.
The more we embrace this technology, the more opportunities it will create.
For connection, for creativity, for innovation.
So well said. All right, we've covered a lot today. From the basics of AR to its potential impact on our world.
And as we wrap things up, think about how AR could change your own experiences.
As a customer, as a business owner, or just as a member of your community.
What kind of engaging experiences could you create? What problems could you solve?
The possibilities are endless. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Welcome back to the show. We've talked about the practical side of AR for small businesses and how it's changing our communities. But what about the future? Where do we go from here?
It's hard to say for sure AR is evolving so quickly. But if we look at the trends, we can kind of get a glimpse of what's coming.
Okay, so we've seen those examples of AR tours and location-based experiences. What about on a bigger scale? Like, how could AR impact things like tourism or even revitalize local economies?
Imagine visiting a new city and using AR to get instant information about all the attractions and restaurants and historical landmarks.
Yeah.
But it's all personalized to what you're interested in.
It would be like a custom tour guide in your pocket.
Right. You could discover hidden gems or learn about the history of a place just by pointing your phone at it.
And for businesses, it would be a way to stand out and attract visitors.
A small bookstore could create a literary walking tour using AR. Or a local artist could showcase their work in public spaces using AR.
It would make exploring so much more interactive.
It's like breaking down those barriers between the digital and physical worlds.
So AR isn't just about the technology itself. It's about how that technology changes our relationship with the world around us.
Exactly. It's a tool that can change how we think, how we behave, how we connect with our communities.
We've talked about a lot of amazing possibilities, but are there any downsides to AR? It can't all be good, right?
You're right. It's important to think about the potential challenges as AR becomes more popular. For example, privacy is a big issue.
Because we're generating so much data as we use AR.
Exactly. Our location, our interests, our behaviors, we need to be careful about how that data is collected and used.
So we need to have those tough conversations about data privacy and security.
Absolutely. And we need to make sure AR experiences are accessible to everyone, not just those who are tech savvy or have a lot of money.
So it's like with any new technology, there are always those growing pains as we figure out how to use it responsibly.
But I believe that the potential benefits of AR are huge. It can connect us, educate us, entertain us, and help us see the world in new ways.
Well, I'm feeling pretty optimistic about the future of AR.
Me too. It's an exciting time to be witnessing this technology evolve right in front of us.
All right, listeners, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the world of AR for small businesses. We've covered a lot of ground, from the nuts and bolts to the mind-blowing potential. But this is just the beginning.
The best way to stay ahead of the curve is to keep exploring, keep experimenting, and keep imagining what's possible.
And who knows, maybe you'll be the one to create the next big AR sensation. Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery.